This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome, everyone, to the Goddess Vibration Podcast. This is Allie.
And this is Tiara.
You know, you guys, we have some theories, and I know that a lot of you probably aren't going to like this topic, but there are some theories about big changes coming to our financial system in the United States. And Tiara and I are of the belief that America is headed towards a crypto financial system. And I know, like most of you, we hear the current administration talking about it a lot. We hear Trump talking about it a lot. His sons are tweeting about it. And I mean, it's so interesting because honestly, I don't really pay that much attention to anything that he says. I'm apolitical, and it's just, I feel like politics has failed us people. And I feel like both sides have their own hidden agendas that don't really benefit the public at all. But this is something that I can't ignore. As a person who has worked in banking and finance, it's not something that we should ignore. And, you know, crypto does have a very high learning curve, and I have been teaching myself. And we did talk about crypto a little bit in the Game of Life part 2. It's one of the ways that we talked about getting financial freedom and generating generational wealth if this is going to be our new financial system. But you guys have to understand that all of the warning signs are there. And because all of the warning signs are there, as much as we may want to ignore it, as much as we may want to believe it's not going to happen, I think that we should at least be paying attention to it, which is why we are going to talk about it in this episode, because I do believe that the people who get in early are going to be successful in it. Because unfortunately, people are sheep. And, you know, it's just, there's either two types of people. There's like the leaders, and then there's the followers. And unfortunately, there are a lot more followers than there are leaders. And oftentimes, people will say people are sheep because it's just like they just follow each other. And it's just like you want to follow the trends. And unfortunately, with something like crypto, if you wait until it becomes more mainstream and everyone wants to get in at the same time, it's going to be less valuable to you because the prices are going to be higher to invest in. And you're just not going to be able to generate as much wealth, and there's going to be less supply because now everyone's buying and everyone wants to get their hands on it, and it's going to be harder to make money. And unfortunately, that's just the way that the people kind of work. People are just going to be like, okay, well, I'll jump on the bandwagon once I see the market start pumping and I see the prices going up, and then they start buying when the prices are high. And first of all, I do need to state that Tiara and I are not financial advisors. this is not financial advice. We are not financial advisors. We are just talking about the trends that we are seeing, what we are doing, and, you know, we are not going to plan portfolios. We are not coaches, so don't reach out to us. It's just something that we want to bring awareness to, because now is really a very special time to get into these markets, because the reason why the crypto markets are being manipulated, and I do believe that they're being manipulated, is because these big corporations are going to buy on the super, super cheap, and then they are going to build their bags on top of build institutional bags, and then they are going to sell it to us, the retailers, at a much higher price, and then they will take a cut once their bags are established. They will take a cut of the retailer and what they want to buy, and it's going to turn into this very political system in terms of the financial system, kind of the way that we've seen the banks be manipulated. And if they are setting up for this huge financial switch in from the old system into the new system, then again, you guys want to get in now, and you need to put together your plan. I would suggest building ecosystems. And these are all things that we're going to talk about. Now, Tiara and I have dabbled in crypto. I dabbled in it a little bit back in 2017, I want to say. And then I know Tiara dabbled in it a couple years ago. And so we have some do's and don'ts. We do have some of our own tips. But again, we are not financial advisors.
No, we are not. And we can't emphasize that enough. So please do not take this as financial advice. This is just us talking about what we're seeing when it comes to the political landscape and the financial landscape, some of the writing that we're seeing on the wall, and some of the things that make us speculate that there's a good chance that the Western government is going to make crypto a reserve store of value. So traditionally, the US dollar has been that store of value, and it has been worldwide, right? Like the US dollar is the technically the world's reserve currency, right? Like a lot of countries use it. I think it's also currently used for oil trade. So the dollar has always kind of been prominently placed on the global stage. So when we start to see things, and this is stuff coming out of the news, and this is stuff coming directly out of the current administration in the United States, when we start to see things like they're speculating about buying up millions of Bitcoin, they're thinking about creating a crypto reserve, they're looking at all these different crypto coins to purchase en masse, I think it's time to start paying attention. Because if that's the case, if you get in at the right point, we are talking about life-changing wealth. Like, we're talking about generations of wealth, if this is the case, and if you plan properly. So that's why we wanted to have this conversation, because I think when we start seeing little shifts like this, that we pay attention, because now we're talking about changing our lives for the better long term. So, you know, it's interesting some of the stuff that they're trying to do, right? Like, this is the West, United States we're talking about. Our country has $28 trillion in debt, or some obscenely high number. Oh, it's just jumped $10 trillion. $38 trillion
of debt. It's $38 trillion right now. Yes.
Wow. That's a lot of debt. Depending on your perspective, that's the kind of debt that can't be paid off, right? Like, we can sit here and speculate all day long how the U.S. is going to be able to pay off that kind of debt. But the reality is that they're just barely making the interest payments on that stuff. And that does something to the U.S. dollar, right? Because that U.S. dollar is now taxed and linked to that high amount of debt. So the government's gotten pretty strategic. They're speculating that maybe a way out of this is to invest in crypto, because at least with crypto, you can manipulate its value and price, right? So if we buy enough, for example, Bitcoin, and we just get all of our buddies to buy more Bitcoin along with us, now the price skyrockets, the value that we purchase increases. Now we have more money. Hey, maybe we can start making some dents on this payment or on this debt. So those are the kinds of things that we're seeing when it comes to some of the conversation coming out of the financial policy. Now, I got to hand it to this administration because that is clever. Like, I never would have thought that the U.S. government would get involved in crypto or purchase it or see any value in it, because they're always like, oh, well, crypto is what people on the dark web use, and it's used to buy drugs and blah, 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 and we need to regulate it. I'm just like, okay, well, it doesn't sound like the government has any interest in crypto. Then we see this current administration that's just like, hey, actually, maybe we can do something with this. Let's look at purchasing some Bitcoin, and then maybe we can manipulate its value enough that our investment increases, and then maybe we'll have more money that we can use to, I don't know, maybe pay off the national debt. And I'm just like, wow, that is very interesting and very unique. And why aren't more people paying attention to this? So it was actually Allie that kind of pointed me in that direction and kind of shown the light a little bit when it comes to what the government might be doing. And I was just like, you know, I could see that. And if they were able to ever pull that off, that would be one of the most profound achievements ever. Like, I just, it's that they fathomed that and came up with that is actually pretty phenomenal. And it's very innovative. And it could solve a real issue that has been plaguing the United States for a very long time. Gee, how can we get a piece of that pie? Well, ways you can do that is to start looking at what they're doing, the coins that they're thinking about buying, and getting in before the price skyrockets. And I'm of the belief that now, like between now and the next couple of years, like maybe now and 3 to 5 years is probably the best time to start dumping into crypto. Doing your research, paying attention, you know, don't just jump in head first, because there's a lot to learn when it comes to crypto. But I think ultimately every American or person on this planet even has less than 5 years to start learning crypto and making moves if they want to be a part of this. And again, this is all speculative. We don't have definitives about what the government's going to do. It's just we see some of the movements, we see the chatter, and we want you guys to be informed.
There is a lot of chatter, and, you know, there's all these really interesting theories coming about how crypto could actually be spiritual. So it's even tied to spirituality. It is tied to numerology. I have seen people who have built businesses on numerology saying that next year is going to be a fantastic year to buy, because next year in particularly, if you follow astrology, is a horse year, I believe. It's going to be a horse year. And I've heard that next year is going to be crypto's enemy year, meaning crypto is going to tank. And we know that the bigwigs, they believe in numerology and astrology, and that's how a lot of them have built their companies and a lot of their wealth. And so if I were a bigwig, and if I knew that crypto is next year's enemy year, and if crypto is going to tank, like I have seen, like people are saying, like Bitcoin is gonna go back to, I mean, crypto already fell, I think, to, or Bitcoin already fell to about 85,000 is the last time I checked. I haven't checked recently. And people are saying it's gonna drop a lot lower. And then within the next 5 years, when they flip this switch and they do the financial transfer into the old, from the old system into the new system, they are predicting that Bitcoin could reach easily $1 million in the next 5 years by 2030. Now, these are all predictions. And so I'm just saying, if next year is Bitcoin's enemy year, next year is a fantastic time to get into this by start learning. Now, I understand paying attention to politics is no fun. For the most part, I don't do it. But I have been paying attention to what the U.S. government is doing on the financial stage, because, again, I said this to Tiara, like, I got into it back in October, the beginning of October. And I said to her, I was just like, you know, I've been seeing a lot of this chatter, and, you know, I got involved in crypto in 2017. But here's the thing. I didn't really love it. I didn't really understand it. Yeah, there was a learning curve. Yeah, it's hard to learn. And there was so many turnoffs to it. And I just, like, I'm just not that person that wants to pay attention to it every single day, because crypto is extremely volatile and the markets move. I mean, it could be up 10,000 in like an hour, and then it could drop down to $100 in literally 2 minutes. Like, this is how quickly the markets can actually move. And I was just like, I don't want to be sitting in front of my computer all day, following trends, trying to hit it in the high, trying to sell one. It's just like, oh God, like, who has time for that, really? And that was always one of my really big turnoffs to crypto, because people are not allowed to leave their desk, because going pee in that like 2 minutes could alter your crypto portfolio. That is how quickly it moves. So back in October, when I was catching wind that something is brewing, something's happening, I was like, I can't ignore this. Because, and I even said to Tiara specifically, I said, listen, if this really is happening, if they really are going to do the financial switch, and if I do not get on this train, and if I ignore my intuition, and if I ignore all the signs, I am going to hate myself, and I am going to regret ignoring it, because I just really didn't want to get involved in it. And I know a lot of people are there. Like, I have talked to a couple of my friends, and they're just like, you know, I just don't, like, it's just too high of a learning curve, and there's no regulation around it, and it's really complicated, and it's like attention to detail, and I'm not very good with tech, and all the reasons. And I was like, I get it. I understand every single one of those reasons. However, if this really is going to be the new financial system, I am telling you right now, you are going to be me, how I was feeling 2 months ago, when I was just like, if I do not start learning, and if I do not put in the time and energy, and if I do not get on this train, and if it does blow up the way that people are predicting, you are going to be living in a world of regret. And that's the only reason why I stepped up to the plate and was like, I can do this. I'm going to learn this. And that's slowly what I've been doing for the past 2 months.
Oh, we went into everything. We went into like all the different hot wallets versus cold wallets, and like how to get your seed phrase and all this fun stuff that we did. But you know, it's really interesting what's happening with crypto now, because we are seeing more institutional adoption at a time when it's really not been anything that was fully anticipated. Because what crypto was created for was, it was meant to be this system of sending and receiving autonomously outside of the need of an authority or a third party or a bank or an institution. Like, the technology underpinning crypto is more or less about smart contracts. So these are transactions that can run by themselves. You execute, you send something to someone else, it gets there on its own without any middleman, which at the time when it came out in 2009, 2008 was revolutionary, right? Like, incredible stuff. I feel like what we're seeing now is a portion of that kind of being taken away at the expense of what it was originally intended for. So now we're seeing institutions adopt crypto, take it into their own hands, and make it into a money-making endeavor for themselves, back into the hands of the institutions and the powers that be, when initially the goal was to get away from them with the technology. So it's just interesting that we've seen the shift kind of come around when it comes to crypto. With that said, if you are not a tech savvy person, yes, learning crypto is a high learning curve. Hell, it was a high learning curve for me, and I consider myself a pretty tech savvy person. It's just, it's It's one of those things that they don't teach it in schools. They don't teach it in college. If you want to learn crypto, you're kind of on your own. Like, you're using Google and you're using YouTube. And if you're on Twitter, there's a lot of crypto bros on there who might be able to point you in a direction. But for the most part, you're kind of on your own if you want to figure out crypto. And so I almost feel like this effort that they're having to institutionalize crypto for themselves and to make themselves richer is sort of intentional, because at some core level, they know, hey, most people don't do crypto, but like something like less than 1% of the world owns any crypto at all. So we could just do this and no one will ever know or pay attention, and we can get rich, and then just, you know, everyone else can languish while they still hold the dollar, which now becomes worthless. So it's really important that when we see these types of shifts and things taking place, that we start to pay attention and follow the patterns. So I feel like if you are one of those individuals who wants to take advantage of this and you've never done crypto before, or you feel like crypto is too hard, you got to overcome that and figure out a way to make it happen for yourself. And that's going to mean having to learn it. Now, I did say that crypto has a high learning curve. I do think it does. But if you take the time and the energy and the effort to just put a little bit of time and energy into it every single day, anybody can do crypto. Like, yeah, it's kind of intimidating. The technology behind it is kind of exotic, right? If you mess up once, you could lose a lot of money. That's true. Yes, that's a possibility. That's why you do your research, you pay attention, and you take your time, and you can get to where you want to be. So I've been working on building a couple different guides and modules for individuals that are new to the crypto space, just to help people who are, I call them crypto idiots. I feel like that's kind of rude, but it's like, it goes to speak to how, you know, if you don't know crypto technology, how you feel like an idiot. Like, I felt like an idiot going into crypto and trying to figure it out on my own. And eventually I did learn. It took months though. And like, I'm talking about going to hot wallets and downloading all these different wallets and playing around on Ethereum's network and Polygon. And where else did I go? Binance, I think I played around with Binance. I was doing a lot of the DeFi applications and just exploring and bridging cryptos to other networks. And I actually learned a lot along the way. For the most part, I was very safe. I never really lost any money in crypto, but that's also because I didn't really invest much. Like, I would throw some play money at it. So we're talking hundreds of bucks just to get acquainted with it and to experiment and have a little fun, because crypto can be a lot of fun if you take your time to learn and explore and do it in a safe way. It can be a lot of fun. It's just, you have to go about it the right way. Again, I'm not a financial expert, but for anyone who's learning, I do recommend starting off with just a couple hundred bucks. And my personal favorites is meme coins. So I feel like in the crypto space, meme coins kind of have their own stigma. Like, some people think they're stupid. Some people think they're fun. One of the ones that I thought was a lot of fun is a coin called Shiba Inu on the Ethereum network that blew up a couple of years ago. It was all over the news. Like, everybody was buying Shiba Inu because everyone expected it to eventually get to like a penny or a dollar. And we're talking about a crypto that had like 100 quadrillion coins. So like, the likelihood it would ever get to a dollar was so infinitesimal. But it created this fantasy in everyone's mind, and people got excited behind this idea. And that's what meme coins are. People get excited behind a specific idea and they push it and they promote it. And then all this, over time, the coin increases in value as it gets more popular, as more people start paying attention to it. They don't have any utility. They're usually just a coin with a picture of an animal as their logo and a team of people who believe in it for no reason. But they could be a good way to just throw some money at something and have a little fun. And that's what I did. And that's what I do. Now, as I start getting more serious, I do expect to put more money into some of the coins that have been mentioned by the administration as like the ones they're really looking at for investment purposes. So the Bitcoin, Solana, I think, was one of them. XRP was one of them. XLM. the ones that the administration has said, we want these coins to be part of our strategic reserve. And they have come out and said that and explicitly stated which coins those are. So something to take in mind and consider when you're dabbling in the crypto space or you want to learn is to pay attention to what the government is saying, because that is how you follow your next steps and get ahead of the activity and the behavior before things blow up out of range into a price point that no one can afford. And I do think that eventually that will happen.
Oh, I absolutely agree, which is why I'm telling you, like, these next 6 months are going to be so crucial in crypto. And piggybacking to what Tiara said, don't just start buying coins based off a tweet, based off an influencer. Do your research, follow the money, read the articles, see which banks are getting involved with what blockchain, see what banks are getting involved with which networks, blockchains, what coins are they supporting. You know, the reason why they say XRP is going to take off is because XRP is going to be a ledger. And it's going to, you know, when you do all these transactions, you need them to be built on a ledger. And so the reason why they're really pumping XRP is because they believe that XRP is going to be this huge ledger, meaning there could be millions, billions of transactions on this ledger a day. And like, you have to understand the earning potential behind that. So it's like, you really have to do your research. Okay. Like, do not just, unfortunately, I've seen people, especially on crypto TikTok, where people are just hyping a coin and they're just like, oh, I'm going to go buy now. And I'm like, no, don't go do that. Like, Google it, do your research, see if it's a real coin, because you have to understand that there's so many fake coins. And there are so many scams in crypto, and I'm not trying to discourage you, but you do need to be aware of the scams. And part of that high learning curve is like checking the address, making sure that the addresses match before you buy a coin, so you know that you're buying the right coin. And these are all, I know it sounds really confusing, but these are all really crucial aspects and things that you need to know when you get involved in crypto, because this is how you keep yourself safe. And you really, really need to understand some lingo, some jargon, some of the vocabulary used in crypto too. Because if you just go in and it's just like, you know, oftentimes you'll hear these people say, well, build your bag. The first time I ever heard that, I was like, what the hell is a bag? I have no idea what that, like a shopping bag? I don't know. And so like when you build your bag, it's like when you buy crypto, it's like you, so it's like, for example, XRP is at like $2 or something like that, okay? So if I were to put $100 towards crypto, I would get 50 XRP. Now that 50 is considered a bag. So when they say build your bag, it's like buy more. And then make like, so instead, okay, I'm going to buy another 100 at $2. That's an additional 50. So now I have 100 XRP in my bag. So when they say build the bag, they're just saying buy more. And that means you own more of that particular coin. Okay, so that's when they say build their bag. So it's like, these are types of things that like I would highly recommend is to understand the jargon, understand the vocabulary. And then like with what Tiara is building, like these guides that she's building, she'll break down like how to open a wallet, she'll tell you what a seed phrase is, she'll help you with understanding some of this jargon, she'll also help you understand like make sure that the addresses match, because that means something. And so it's like there's, these are all things that are part of the learning curve, and honestly it's fun. I actually have had a lot of fun, but it does get a little nerve-wracking and it does get a little tedious. So I love what Tiara suggested with play money. Take a couple hundred dollars and just like, okay, so my biggest financial advice, although I am not a financial advisor, my biggest financial advice would be never invest more than what you are willing to lose. And that's a really big one because so many people are just like, okay, well, I have $10,000 in my savings account. I'm going to throw $10,000 into this coin because this influencer said this coin's going to blow up overnight. And if that coin doesn't blow up overnight, and if that coin actually tanks, there goes your $10,000. You are never going to see that money again. So that's really my biggest advice, not as a financial advisor, is never invest more than what you are willing to lose. And so I love the idea of play money. That's what I did. I took some money. I started playing around. I started buying. I started putting things into projects that I think had really big potential because, as Tiara was saying, when things have potential, when coins are just hitting the scene, that coin might not go anywhere. But because the price is so cheap, the reason why Tiara likes meme coins is because you buy them so cheap, like 10 zeros, like 10 zeros one, right? And like Tiara is just like, well, for $20, I can get like 12 billion coins. And I was just like, and what if that coin doesn't do anything? And she was just like, 12 billion coins, Allie, for $20. So if that does go somewhere, yeah, like, hello, I'm going to feel great about myself. It's play money anyway. I don't care. And so some people like that. Some people actually like, you know what? I'm just going to buy a crap ton of this one coin and I'm going to own like 1 trillion coins of this, and if that coin does go somewhere, then yeah, I'm gonna feel really good about it. And some people like playing that game, and meme coins do blow up. I would say meme coins is actually the quickest way for the quickest way to get rich, but it's higher risk, much higher risk. And if that coin does nothing, and if that coin goes nowhere, then there's a very high probability you're going to lose your entire investment. Now, for me, in my humble opinion, I think meme coins are more gambling. In my humble opinion, I associate meme coins more with being a gambler. I would definitely say that it is really important that you understand ecosystems too, if you get into crypto. Like, you understand building an ecosystem, meaning what coins do you want to hold long term? What coins do you want to hold short term? You have to set up, I would also recommend that you set up like milestones, like, okay, so I'm going to invest in this coin, and if it goes up to this dollar amount, then I'm going to sell and I'm going to take some of my profits and set aside some of your profits into a stable coin. And then once it's in that stable coin, you can wait to see what the market does and then buy more, or you can take some of those profits for yourself as cash. Like, I would say definitely put together an ecosystem, have a strategy, have some play money, and be careful with meme coins because, again, in my humble opinion, it's just sheer gambling.
No, she's absolutely right that there's a component of gambling that comes into crypto. Meme coins too, but I feel like in general, like, there's a component of gambling depending on how you execute your strategy with crypto. Now, the interesting thing about the crypto space is that you've got like these different types of coins, right? So you've got your Bitcoin, which has the highest market cap, basically just meaning that the value of that coin in circulation is the highest amongst all the different cryptos. And then underneath that, you've got all these other coins that are tied to different networks. So Ethereum, Binance, I think Coinbase has their own coin. Oh my gosh, all these networks now. Stellar, ADA, all of these coins have their own crypto networks, so like their own crypto blockchains. And then you've got your I was going to call them altcoins, but any coin that's not Bitcoin is an altcoin technically. You got your meme coins, which again, they have no utility at all. They're just nonsense. And you will not believe some of the meme coins I have seen that people just create. I don't know how easy it is to make a crypto. I think it's relatively easy because I have seen cryptos with the names like fart coin, useless coin, idiot token, and I'm just like,
no,
what?
Not November.
And like, people buy these by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, and make money. They do make money, but there is a risk to that because, as Ali mentioned, this is a space that likes to take advantage of people.
Yes.
And I don't just mean like crypto coins that are scams, because that is a thing. There are cryptos that are created intentionally to steal people's money. They create the coin, people buy it, they extract all the value and liquidity out and run, leaving people with a worthless token. This happens all the time. But you also see things like exploits that people take advantage of to suck money out of entire DeFi systems and networks. And it's just, it's like the wild, wild west. And it's been like that for such a long time. So, you know, it does require doing your own research and really paying attention to what you're doing. But as long as you educate yourself, just as you said, you can get in there and have fun. So, you know, you mentioned the crypto influencers, and I have spent a lot of time on crypto Twitter, which is it's a whole other ego. It's like a subculture. Like, you got all these guys on Twitter that claim to be Web 3.0, and they're shilling coins and tokens, and they're saying stuff like, oh my gosh, this coin is going to be the next Ethereum. Like, you got to get in now. And they're everywhere. And I will admit that I follow a lot of that space to see which coins to invest in. I do that. Now, I do my due diligence. Like, I'm not just going to buy into a crypto that some guy's shilling about that came out 24 hours ago, depending on what he's talking about and what the project is. But, like, I do still do my due diligence. It's just, it's nice to have a place where you can kind of go and see, like, all right, what's the next big token that people are talking about? Which one's going to be that next 100x, 200x, 1000x? Like, which one is that going to be? Like, everyone's looking for that. So crypto Twitter is a place I do personally go to. There are also Discords. Telegram is another good place. And Reddit also is another good place to find some crypto tokens. But if you're just getting started, like, you can go to CoinMarketCap and look at all the top coins and some of the new meme coins that are out there. And honestly, if you're just talking about playing around and having a little bit of fun, you can do that with some meme coin tokens. If you're talking about a serious strategy and wanting to make money, now that's when you gotta start looking at the network tokens and the stable coins. The stable coins are the coins that are pegged to the US dollar. So that's more or less where you gotta start looking. I just do often recommend, with getting started, use a little play money. As you get more comfortable, then you can start looking at investing in, like, you know, Ethereum, Stellar, Bitcoin, Binance, and all those more higher market cap tokens. This is just, again, not a financial advisor either. This is just a strategy that I am using and planning on using, and one that I do recommend for people who are new.
Yeah, I have found some really great people on TikTok, and I've also have found a lot of just terrible influencers. And you have to just be careful, because these influencers that have big crypto followings get paid to hype a coin, and that, you know, you just have to use your intuition, use your instinct, do your research. I cannot stress doing your research enough, but also understanding the lingo, the jargon, so you don't get caught up in scams, because it's just so easy. It's so easy. And people just get, okay. And this is my last piece of this is my last piece of advice. Do not bring emotion into this. The people who do really well in crypto are the people who do not get their emotions involved. The people who are not chasing adrenaline and trying to flip their coin, like make $1 million overnight, because this can happen in crypto. And people get high off of it. They get addicted to that adrenaline rush, and they bring their emotions into it. And it's like, when they win, they want to win big. And when they lose, they lose. And unfortunately, this is why we see, like, crypto, you know, the godfather of crypto we just saw back in October, he took his own life in his Lamborghini. And, like, we see these types of things, because it's like, people have people who think that they have cracked the system or that they can never lose or they can never fail. It can happen to anyone, just like gambling, like anyone who is familiar with Vegas and, you know, people who go to Vegas and are just, that's why there's a gambling addiction and people get addicted to that adrenaline and they bring the emotion into it. I would say that, like, you just have to understand that there will always be regrets, okay? And it's like, you have to try to keep as level-headed as you possibly can when it comes to this. Like, I've signed on and I'm just like, hey, look, I made a grand. Look, my investment made a grand and it feels good. And I get that. But it's like, I also have to keep myself in check and I have to remind myself, like, don't bring your emotions involved in this, because it's the people, the more emotional you get, the more likely you are going to lose. And it's just, it's an emotional roller coaster, right? Just like gambling is an emotional roller coaster. You know, this is why people get gambling addictions, because it's like when you win, you get addicted to that high. And then when you lose, it's so devastating that you, unfortunately, like most, they do what they do to themselves. And it's really, it's just, it's really awful. And so this can happen in crypto. I've seen it. And that's just the other piece of advice that I have, is just try to not get your emotions involved when you start investing.
That is excellent advice. And it is so, so hard to do. Like, we just spend so much emotion to money and earning income and making money. And I think it's harder when you're an individual who goes all in and just like dumps all their savings into specific investments and then sees it crumble in front of your face. Like, yeah, you're going to have a really difficult time with that, which is why Ali said earlier, do not put in more than you're willing to lose. That's the whole point of the play money concept, is especially when you're getting started. If you don't want to lose more than $100, then don't put in more than $100. If you don't feel comfortable putting in $50, then don't put in $50. That is why me, and the person I am, enjoy buying those tokens that are under a dollar with 12 zeros in front. Or wait, 12 zeros after. I'm sorry, I say under a dollar. Under a penny. Yeah.
Yes.
With 12 zeros after the period. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see the value that low, so that when I throw $20 at it, I'm walking with 100 trillion tokens. And if something happens to that coin and it goes up, like, and I'm talking dropping like 6 zeros, 5 zeros, that's still a significant amount of money. And that's what happened with Shiba Inu. A lot of the people who got in early got in when it was like 0.12 zeros, 100. And so they ended up having trillions of tokens. And so when the price went up on Shiba Inu from that to what it is now as of this recording, which was about 0.00005, I think, people made so much money, like tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, because they got in so early. So my whole philosophy is, I'm going to find that next Shiba Inu. I don't know what that's going to be. I've got my eye on a couple tokens. But that's a strategy. And again, if you, you know, don't feel comfortable spending a lot of money, that's a way that you can get involved and play around a little bit. Now, don't expect riches from that either, because that kind of strategy isn't a long-term game. It's more of a experimental, have a little bit of fun type of strategy or method. A long-term game involves more of what Ali is doing, which is strategically looking at each of the coins, looking at the project behind the crypto, and seeing what some of the news is saying about that particular coin and if there's interest in it from the government, and then making a strategic choice to invest over time in those specific tokens. That is what I think is an appropriate long-term game. Again, in my opinion, not a financial advisor. It's just, it's safe. In my opinion, it's safe, it's calculated, it's research-based. Now, just because you do all the research in the world for every coin that you invest in does not mean you're going to make any money. Crypto is a very volatile space. we're talking about some of the things we're seeing from the administration. They might decide to go in a completely different direction and say, hey, actually, we're not going to do this crypto thing. We're going to go and we're going to actually make a gold standard, and we're going to go back into money, the American dollar, but we'll just use gold to back it up or something like that. So they might even choose crypto. We don't know. We're just, you know, talking about some of the speculative things we're seeing, some of the chatter, and trying to help position our audience in a way where if they decide they want to jump on this train, they can. So, you know, I hope that this information is helpful for you guys. I'm going to put some resources in the show notes as far as what you can do to get started and where you can find some of the guides I've created. For anyone who might be interested, if you are a quote unquote crypto idiot, but it's a place to get started, a no nonsense, easy to follow stuff. Anyone can do it. You don't have to be a crypto genius or have a degree in engineering to get involved in crypto. I know it seems like that, but anybody can do this, you guys.
You know, Crypto Idiot kind of reminds me of the dummy books, like Math for Dummies, Camping for Dummies, Algebra for Dummies, English for Dummies.
Well, so
it kind
of
reminds me of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's funny. Like the whole, you know, books for dummies concept is hilarious to me, and it's relatable, at least in my opinion.
And
like,
they've sold so many books.
Right, right. Like, I think it's a fantastic concept. So I was kind of thinking something similar, but like, you know, crypto idiots. Like, you don't know crypto. You've never done it. Like the idea of it tortures your mind. Welcome to the party, crypto for the people.
I know a lot of people that feel tortured by it. Like I've talked to a few of my friends even that's like, I don't want to. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to look at it. I want to pretend it's not there. And I'm just like, if it's our new financial system, people are going to have to learn this whether they want to or not. Hmm. Because, I mean, if this is how we are going to transact, and you also have to understand another reason why I honestly think the government's going to do this is because it's going to be tied to digital ID. Hmm. And I know that the Western countries, like Canada, for example, Canada, the UK, America's not very far behind. Australia, like all these countries are forcing digital ID. Why do you think Italy is protesting right now? Digital ID, because they don't want to be part of digital ID. They are talking about digitalizing real estate. They are talking about digitalizing the banks. Like I'm seeing like some of these huge, huge conglomerates like JP Morgan, Charles Schwab. Like I have friends who work at Charles Schwab and they're just like, no, there's crypto chatter happening. And I'm just like, yeah, I just don't think we should be ignoring this. Now, I understand the need and the want to. Trust me, I was one of those people. But I'm starting to see people coming around too. Like, I was just talking to one of my friends last week, and she was like, you know, I have like two friends who have had the same conversation with me, just like they're getting crypto coaches because they kind of see the writing on the wall. And she was like, the more of my friends who are stepping into crypto and getting these coaches and educating themselves, it's kind of like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be ignoring it. And so I'm starting to see even people who have resisted it for so long are now opening up to the idea of it. And just opening yourself up to the idea of it is the step in the right direction. Now, again, you guys, it's not a race. It's absolutely not a race. You know what they say? They used to tell us when we were younger that if we spent 15 minutes every day building a skill, we could become like an expert at it, like in a year or something like that. It's like something crazy like that. It's like, just take 15 minutes out of your day every single day and be consistent with it and show up every single day. Like you can become a master, you can become so good at something. Like they say that they were just like, to learn a new skill does not take a lot of time and energy. All you need to do is put a minimum of 15 minutes a day into something and you will learn it at a very rapid rate. And so that's the other thing. People are just like, well, I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. And I was like, if you do not have 10 to 15 minutes out of your day every single day to put a little bit of energy into this, then I mean, what you do with your time is your business, but you will miss out on this train if this is something that the government is going to do. Because if the government is going to do this, we are not going to have a choice. Like, if we become a cashless society, which they are predicting will happen by 2030, how else are you going to pay for stuff? So, like, what are you going to use to pay for stuff if they only accept crypto?
Right. And I keep wondering, like, all right, so if this is the route that the government's going to go, are they going to have mass how do you do crypto campaigns to help people? Like, how are they going to get people to, like, do any of this? And I can't figure out what the intent and plan is for educating the populace on a new financial, you know, platform and strategy and method. Because everyone's so used to currency and debit cards and credit cards and, like, cash. And, like, it's just to go from that to, like, completely digital crypto coin on whatever network they decide. I feel like that's going to just throw so many people for a loop. And people are just going to be like, what the heck? Like, we don't know where to get started with this. So, again, while we're having this conversation and discussion, because, you know, I'm glad that she mentioned setting aside 15 minutes a day. I'm actually doing something similar for writing. Like, I'm setting aside 2 hours a day, one day a week to dedicate on writing and becoming a better writer. And there is truth to that, that if you consistently show up and set aside time to a specific task or project, you will master it eventually. So, same thing applies with crypto. Again, anybody can do it. And it's so unfortunate that it's got such a high learning curve. Like, to this day, it's still this niche space amongst the crypto bros who are looking into all the new technology as it comes out and, you know, explore the Web 3.0 and the DeFi networks and do all that fun stuff. But you don't even need to get to that level. All we're talking about doing is, you know, looking at what some of the coins are, getting a hot wallet that anybody can download for free, putting a little cash in it, and just buying some coins. That's really all there is to it. It's not really that much more complicated than that unless you want it to be. So again, anybody can jump on this train. Always DYOR, do your own research. We want you guys safe. We don't want to hear stories of someone losing thousands of dollars because they forgot to unplug their hot wallet from a shady website. Like, you know what I mean? Just, like, be smart about it, you guys. And as I mentioned, I'll provide some resources for you guys to look at. There are lots of spaces that you can go online to just start learning crypto, right? Like, unfortunately, a lot of the language is very jargon heavy, which is why the resources I created are meant for plain language, right? Like, anybody can learn. So do keep that in mind if you're going to go and try to find some resources to learn online. There's a lot of jargon a lot of the time. You're going to have to learn the jargon first. So learning what a ticker is, learning what blockchain is, learning what they mean when they say networks. Like, you know, that's the kind of stuff you'll probably have to learn if you really want to just kind of dive in head first and figure out some of these things on your own along the way.
Yes. So Tiara and I hope that you guys just take a very measured approach when it comes to crypto, but it's not something that you guys should ignore. And again, we don't know if the government's actually going to do this. They might decide, hey, we're going to stick with the dollar. We're going to do our strategy through gold. We don't know. I'm just saying that this is all speculative, and I just want people to be aware and prepared, because the people who start learning now, if they do decide to announce crypto is going to be the new currency in our new financial system, the people who learn now are going to have a huge advantage. So I know that this is not our typical content, so we just want to thank everyone for tuning in, and stay safe out there. And if you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us.
Yes, please do. By the way, I do have a Twitter if anyone want to check me out. It is BusyBTJ. You can find me, give me a follow. I do talk a lot about what's going on in the crypto landscape and share tips for anyone who wants to learn crypto. Take care, everyone.